I wanted Brother Jimmy to come. I know he's been studying and stirred in faith. And how many knows that the Bible tells us very plainly, 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews 10:38 says, now the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder. How many of us, we ought to believe God to reward, and, you know, of those who diligently seek him. So, you know, the scripture says, for by grace you're saved through faith. So we can't even please God without faith, can't be saved without faith, you can't even walk without faith, right? Faith should be a way of life for us. Amen? So that's why we're going to keep studying the subject of faith. You know, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, all of y'all, he's with the Lord now. September 2003, went to be with the Lord. But he said he taught faith for over 60 years, and every time he taught faith, he learned something. Now let that register with us this morning. Taught faith for over 60 years, and every time he taught faith, he learned something. So where does that put us? In a learning stage, right? Brother Jimmy and I were talking, I think, a couple weeks ago when I talked about God wants us to prosper as our soul prospers. The Lord just spoke up in my spirit, and he said faith is a continual revelation. It's a continuation. So don't ever stop learning, and don't ever stop wanting to learn, and don't ever stop believing you can learn. You know, just keep saying, Lord, I'll receive. Believe to receive something this morning. Amen? Believe that as we open the Word of God that we're going to get some help today, right? Some faith help. Amen? We said back there in the prayer room, you know, as far as our salvation, you're secure in Christ. As far as being righteous, we're not going to be no more righteous when we get to heaven than we are right now. We're just going to have a different body. A glorified body, right? A body with no issues at all, and your soul is going to be perfectly sound, but your righteousness is Christ. It'll be the same. So you don't have to strive to be righteous. You just receive righteousness as a gift. You know all these things. But our faith, look what it says in 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth how much? What's exceedingly mean? A lot? A whole bunch? A great deal? So if he told the church at Thessalonica, your faith groweth exceedingly, then that means our faith will grow exceedingly. And the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. So it says our faith can grow exceedingly, and our love walk can grow exceedingly. So we ought to make room to grow, right? We ought to say, my faith will grow today. My faith will grow the rest of my life. My faith will grow. I will grow in understanding. So that's a key factor. Now in 1 Thessalonians 3:10, Paul, writing here again to the church at Thessalonica, if you would go back and read the entire chapter, chapter 3, you would find that church was undergoing some tests and trials, some hardship. Paul was concerned for them. He thought maybe they would be moved, or they, you know, would not remain stable and firm in their faith. But he even sent Timothy to them, and Timothy brought word back to Paul and says, they're good, Paul. Their confidence in God is good. They're not shaky. But Paul wrote this particular verse here in verse 3 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, rather. He says, night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now here again, we need to break this down. And I'll give you some words for perfect and lacking in just a minute. So see, whenever Paul was saying you're lacking in your faith, he is just saying there's areas about our faith life that we can improve on. There's areas about our faith life that we can grow in. There's areas about faith that we can learn better and understand more clearly. So when he says might perfect, here's what that means. He says we might fill up or fit in the things round out to completeness, or fill up any little crack that may be lacking, or adjust your faith. Or he says, or might men to make good whatever may be imperfect and lacking in your faith. Lacking here means a defect which is wanting, what needs advancement in your faith. So what Paul is simply saying here, that there's areas in all of our life, you know, where we can say, Lord, I want you to fill up any little cracks. I want you to, you know, work in my life and work in my spiritual understanding where I can better understand how faith works. Now, folks, we won't change the way faith works. I was thinking back there in the prayer room this morning, you know, sometimes people say, well, we want something new. No, we don't need anything new. We just need a deeper level of what we already have and to realize there's no failure in God. There's no failure whatsoever in the Lord. And we are people created by a faith God. He's given us His faith, and therefore we are vessels that can receive from God by faith. Amen. And so we just need to tell ourselves, I can learn more about faith. I can learn how faith works. I can learn the attributes of faith. I can learn the principles of faith, and I will continually learn forever about faith. Amen. So in our bulletin this morning, we titled this Seeing is Seeing, but Faith Believes Before It Sees. Some people have an attitude, well, I won't believe it unless I see it. Well, that's just backwards. That's totally backwards. Someone said it this way, as long as you question God's will, you cannot have faith. So we can't question the will of God. Well, how do we remove the question mark? It's the Word of God. Like Brother Jimmy tells us, it's the Word of God. The Word will remove a question mark. Now, I'm going to give you this Lillian B. Yonium. She was a medical doctor who got addicted to medication years and years and years ago and nearly died, but then she got into the Word of God and just bathed herself in the Word of God and was totally delivered. She stopped practicing medicine and went into teaching the Word of God for people to be healed and had numerous things, numerous healing. She said, just believe what God says that Jesus has done for you, body, soul, and spirit. Think about it. Talk about it. Sing about it. Shout about it. The praise cure has begun. Amen. Let me read it again. Just believe what God says that Jesus has done for you, body, soul, and spirit. Think about it. Talk about it. Sing about it. Shout about it. And the praise cure has begun. Amen. So the scripture tells us here in Mark 11:24, this is the words of Jesus himself. He said, therefore, I say unto you, in just a moment, we're going to look at that word, therefore. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, think about that terminology. Jesus said, believe you receive, and you shall have. And I'm going to break that down a little bit more in a minute as we go along with this. So faith is a continual revelation, a revelation of understanding, more light, a revelation on how to receive, the importance of our words, the importance of not being moved by circumstances or the situation. When Jesus said, therefore, what was he referring to? He was referring to verse 23, where Jesus said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, therefore, or for that reason. So how do you connect that? He is saying that the very words of our mouth play a major role in our faith working. And you know that, but we need to know it better, right? Because he just got finished saying that we can have what we say if we believe and don't doubt. We got to believe that what we say will come to pass. What we say comes to pass. What we say about the cat, what we say about the dog. You say, well, Brother Gerald, that's ludicrous. No. We've got to practice faith all the time. You got to practice faith in the post office. You got to practice faith in the bathroom. You got to practice faith in the living room. You got to practice faith in your automobile. You got to practice faith all the time. And we've got to believe that what we say is important to our faith walk. All that, it's not bondage, it's freedom. Amen. So when he said, therefore, he says, for that reason. He said, I'm telling you how powerful words are, and for that reason, when you pray, you believe, you receive. But how many knows if we're talking in against the Word of God, how do you expect your faith to work? Our faith will not rise above our confession. Amen? Well, Brother Gerard, I just don't believe in saying all that stuff. What do you believe in doing? Saying, I'm sick as a dog, I'm dying to go, it's killing me, and I'll die before 40? Or do you believe in saying, we never have enough, we always come up short, we always, you know, there's more month than there is money, you know, I give, but nothing ever really comes back to me? Folks, that is talking opposite of the Word of God. We ought to just say, listen, I'm going to take God at His Word, and like Brother Jimmy talked about the strong body, we ought to say over our body, I feel good, I feel fine, body, get in line. Amen? Glory to God. So he tells us that the words we say constantly, let me quote you a couple verses here. Matthew 12:36, Jesus said, therefore I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak thereof, they shall give an account in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. He said every idle word. Idle means non-productive, non-active word. Word that's of none account. Words that don't enhance your life. Amen? He says, we will give an account for non-productive words. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. A man shall be satisfied by the fruits of the fruit of his mouth. So we ought to take our words seriously. That's what the Message Bible said of Matthew chapter 12. He says, words are powerful. Take them seriously. Particularly words that we say about ourselves, that we say about our body, that we say about our finances, that we say about our family, that we say about anything. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. So words and faith go together. Can't separate them. You know, we just say, well, you know, when I come to church, I'm just so excited about the Lord. Then we get out here and another angle and we talk different. We got to talk the same way. Remember Romans 10:8? For what saith it, the word is nigh thee in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is a word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So see, it's words, it's heart and mouth. Heart and mouth, that's where faith is. Two places, in our heart and in our mouth. Not your blood pumper, but in our spirit person. Amen? So every day of our life, we ought to read the Bible in faith. We ought to come to church. You ought to listen in faith. Even while Brother Jimmy or whomever, myself, whoever's up here, you ought to say, man, I'm listening in faith. Brother Gerald's going to say something that'll help me this morning. My faith will be enhanced. My faith will be helped this very morning. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So others, I just wrote some things down the Lord said to me. Others can lift you by their faith level. So we ought to hang around people that are on a deeper level of faith than we are. Right? Because, see, someone can, I mean, I'm talking about people, folks, you know, sometimes I think we fail to understand that there are people on the earth today who spend hours and hours and don't do anything but read the Bible and pray. Now, you know, that's because they're full-time in ministry, but there's just people that, Keith Moore, for instance, he said when he was at Rainbow Bible Training Center and he taught in healing school, but his wife said that he was around the Word every day, 6 and 7 hours a day. So you see, you have to grow in faith if you're like that. And Keith said this. He said he had been at Rainbow for 10 years and heard Brother Hagin sit with him, ate with him, and was around this type of teaching all the time. So Brother Jimmy said he got one of those VHS, you know, videos out and was watching it. 10 years later, And he said, Bob, he said, he was so excited. He said, Brother Jimmy, he thought, Lord, I've never heard this before. This is so good. And it just ignited him, set him on fire. He was taking notes. And he thought, Lord, I praise you for this. This is good stuff. I've never heard it before. But he said, the camera scanned around and put it right on him. He was sitting right on the front row. Now think about that. But see, and he said, well, Lord, I was there. The Lord said, you were there, but you weren't on this level of hearing, this level of understanding, this level of receiving. Amen? Now, I'm going to read you a verse. You can put this up, John, if you'd like. Acts 4:13. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. This were the scribes and Pharisees. They took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. Another translation says it this way, realizing what being with Jesus had done for them. Now, I said that in connection with that we need to hang out with faith people, people who are on a understanding of faith, people who have put it to practice, people who just don't talk it, but they walk it, people who can say, man, I stood on the Word. I meditated the Word day and night. I didn't watch any television for 10 years. I just loved the Word of God. I just wrote scripture after scripture, and I just kept praying, Lord, I want to understand. Now, folks, it's not that we need a whole lot of word, it's just there's a whole lot of hindrances to the word. There's a hindrance in legalism. There's hindrances in traditionalism. There's just hindrances that will hinder us from receiving. It's not that one verse can't turn your life around. One verse of revelation can do wonders in your life. One verse of revelation can part the Red Sea. One verse of revelation can heal your body right here this morning. Just one word of God can change our life forever. But you see, we just got to keep putting it in and get the bad stuff out. Get the traditionalism out. Get the wrong thinking out. Get the wrong talking out and say, praise God, I will receive. I am receiving. It is mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So, when Jesus said, Mark 11:23, he said, for the reason I've just told you how powerful words are, and for that reason, when you pray, if you've been talking right, it's easier to believe. Now, the Lord gave me this right here. He says, a lack of revelation or a lack of the word makes faith seem strange. It makes it seem too hard, out of reach. And it makes it seem like it's not even logic. Well, logic is like a study of something, when you study something. And I know we said before that faith is not of the logic, but you can study faith logically. What does logic mean? It means reason, well-reasoned, reasonable, sound, well thought out, understandable, predictable, obvious, to be expected, valid, consistent, convincing, compelling, clear. So you see, the Word of God can make faith so clear that you'll say, yes, I can. That is who I am. I am the anointed of the Lord. I am the rich of God. I am the healed of the Lord. With long life, He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. Yes, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Yes, I am blessed of the seed of Abraham. Yes, I am who God. See, when you meditate the Word of God alone is so convincing that Brother Jimmy talked about it. You've got to see yourself. The Word of God paints the picture of your health in your life, glory to God. The Word of God will paint a picture of your wealth that you're supposed to be walking in. It will paint a picture of our favor, hallelujah. But if we don't have the Word, we don't have faith. We don't have anything. You remember John 15:5? Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Now remember, if you earn it, it's not grace. If we deserve it, it's not mercy. So you don't have to work for your place in a heavenly place beside of Jesus. He raised us up with Him. He did it for us. We believe, we got our seat. We believe, we're buried with Him. We're crucified with Him. We're raised with Him. And we're blameless before God. Right now, blameless. You are blameless. There's nothing, God has nothing at all against you. Zero. Nothing. Well, Brother Gerald, that's hard to believe. Well, believe it anyway, because it's the Word. You're totally righteous right now. That means you're in right standing with God. You have a right to the throne. You have a right to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are righteous because of Jesus. So you see, all these things helps our faith. But if you feel like, okay, let me do this, let me do this, let me do this, let me do this, let me do that. No, just settle it. Because of what Jesus has done, you are complete in the eyes of God. And that's the eyes that matter. If you may not be complete in the eyes of man, but their eyes lie. It's the eyes of God that matter. That's the eyes that you want on you, wells of living love. That's the eyes that you want on you who says, I can't wait. I've done so much for you and I want you to receive it. See, faith is awakened by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So it's awakened. It gets stirred up inside of you. And all of a sudden it just causes you to say, man, it's mine. I've got it right now. Amen. So remember, faith groweth exceedingly. And faith can be perfected. And faith can, you can learn from others that have spent the time to learn and understand about faith. And I would venture to say, until the day our feet touch the streets of gold, we will be in a learning mode about faith. We can keep learning. Amen. Matthew 21:22 says, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. And the Living Bible says you can get anything, anything you ask for in prayer if you believe. But you've got to feed your believer. I mean, it's like being empty in your car, empty, and you know it's empty. And then you get in and say, well, I think I'm going to take a 100-mile trip by faith. Well, you're empty. You're going to run out of gas. You're going to be beside the road and say, I don't know why God did this. I don't know why the Lord didn't heal me. I don't know why the Lord let this happen. We got to get rid of that stuff. We got to stop doubting God and stop believing the devil. Never doubt God and never believe the devil. And we have to get rid of this. Well, God allows this and God allows that. Well, you know, that there's some of this stuff right here, folks. It's not God allowing. It's that we've talked ourselves into it. And so forth and so on. Amen. But you see, just like that analysis, if you start on a journey in your vehicle and you know you don't have gasoline, you know you're not going to make your destination even though you're pointed in the right direction. Same way with faith. How can we ever believe God apart from His Word? How can we ever know? I mean, if we don't know His will, we don't have faith. But if we'll just feel it. Folks, I firmly believe we can just meditate the Word. Even Brother Hagin, a man that could just, one time he said he could quote almost the whole New Testament. His wife had called and talked about his daughter having an eye issue. He said he never even prayed for it until he did his sermons. He had some meetings to do. He did his meetings. And then he went back in the Bible and he said he went back in on purpose and studied every verse he knew to study on healing. Studied all those things. He probably had many of them memorized. But he said, I wanted my eye gate to see them. I read them out loud. I wanted to be able to hear them. And he said, it just built me up so strong because glory to God. Now I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. So that's what he did. Then he said he called Pat on the phone and he prayed for her, but he prayed after he had fed his believer, after he had fed his faith. He just kept eating faith food. We ought to say, I'm feeding my spirit. It's time to feed my spirit. It's time to fill up on the Word of God. Folks, it makes a difference. I'm telling you, when you walk with Jesus by the Sea of Galilee, when you go with Him at Lazarus' tomb, when you watch Him turn water into wine, when you watch Him take a little boy's lunch and multiply it and feed 5,000 men, plus the women and the children, when you watch Him open blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus' blinded eyes, when you watch Him just calm the storm, when you're there fire and you're engulfed in that word and what he's doing, and you're just so taken up with the word, and you come out of that, and then the enemy comes against you, he is no match for the word. He is no match for you and the word. He is no match for the blood. He is no match for the name of Jesus. He is no match for the Holy Spirit inside of us. He is no match for what Christ has done. The blood has changed the course of the whole universe. Amen. It does make a difference. Now listen. Those things I just said. See, it's not an issue. You can feel weak and be saved. You can feel like you don't really have enough faith to receive whatever you need to receive from God, but you're still saved. So see, it's not that. God just says you've got to eat. I mean, your mothers and your grandmothers or your mother-in-law and people, whoever it is, sisters, brothers, can prepare the greatest meals ever. But if you don't sit down at the table, you'll be malnutrition. And you can say, Lord, I just don't know why, but I feel so weak. He said, well, you didn't eat. We ought to eat the word every day. Every day. Amen. And see, I approach this with the attitude, Gerald Lester's learning about faith. I thank God for where I am, but I'm not where I'm going, and neither are you. So we have to approach this with the teachable. Jimmy said, humbleness and teachableness. We have to approach this word to say, praise God. I mean, we ought to come to church every Sunday and say, today I will hear and learn, no matter who's in that pulpit. I will learn something today. I'm on purpose. I want to change on purpose. I want to know. A lot of people will end up in a bad place, and then they'll need to hear this, and they could have waited too late, because I'm telling you, when you're drowning, it's hard to learn to swim. And it's hard to patch a boat when the hole is already so big and it's getting filled up, you know? And here again, it's not about, does God love you? Absolutely, unequivocally, absolutely all the time. Is heaven your home if your name's in the book of life? Absolutely. Did Jesus die for you? Absolutely. But folks, if we didn't need the Bible, why do we have one? Basic instructions before leaving earth, I think, is what Candy texted me the other day. So, if we didn't need the Bible, he wouldn't have left us his word. Amen? So, we can see here, you've got to feed your believer, feed your spirit, and the word of God is faith food. You can believe that God is able and believe that something is his will for you and still not walk in it. Now, how is that? Believe he's able and believe he will. Those are two very important things on receiving. How can that be? Jesus said we must believe that we receive and we shall have. Believe when you pray that you receive. And I'm going to break that down a little bit more here in a minute. So when people say, well, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting. Waiting for the manifestation. Or waiting. We need to ask ourselves, why am I waiting? There is a waiting on the Lord, a time to minister to him and praise and worship, a time to meditate his word. Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now those two waits there means you're just worshiping. You're meditating the word. You're ministering to the Lord. You're just feasting with the Lord. You're just being entangled in the word. That's waiting on the Lord for strength. That's waiting on the Lord, just being in his presence. But what about the waiting on the Lord? You know, this area, I'm waiting for my healing. I'm waiting for my finances. We need to break that down a little bit. However, waiting to see before you believe is not the way faith works, right? Psalm 27:13. I had fainted unless, and the word unless means except. Except I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Notice that terminology, believe to see. So it's really believing comes before seeing. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. But we got to go back to Mark 11:24. We got to believe that we receive. Now, 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold. Now that's a key word. Lay hold of it. Lay hold. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. Lay hold means to receive it. Literally means take. So you go back to Mark 11, 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things have you desired when you pray, take them, and you shall have them. See, there's a time in our faith walk when we, now remember, we're feeding ourselves the Word. We're just feeding our, the Word will convince you. There will just be a time, I'm going to refer to Brother Hagin here just a second. He said, whenever he was on the 16 years old on a deathbed, five doctors thinking to him it was impossible for him to live, but he kept meditating, Mark 11, 23 and 24. And he said he finally just meditated, said he read it thousands of times. But he said the Holy Spirit, no preacher taught him. He wasn't baptized in the Spirit. He was 16 years old. He was taught by the Holy Spirit how faith works. And he said in his spirit, he said, Lord, I see what I need to do. I've got to believe that I lay hold of it and take it now. I've got to believe in my spirit that this is mine right now. Not going to be, not waiting for it, but that I have it. Now his heart was still deformed. His blood was still an orange color. His chest area, his lungs weren't functioning right. He was still paralyzed. But because he meditated and kept feeding on the Word, it just built him up. And there was a transformation happening in his spirit to where he said, okay, I lay hold of this now. And he said, Lord, I see what I need to do. I got to believe that I am healed right now while my body is still paralyzed, while my heart is still abnormal, while the blood is still an orange color. He said, but I believe, Lord, that right now, that in my spirit, that I am healed. Not going to be, but that I am. And he said, the Lord said, well, do you believe you're healed? And it's 10 o'clock in the morning. He said, all healed people ought to be up by now. Now remember this. He had in his spirit what he needed in his spirit before he did action. I've seen people, and I don't like this. It hurts people's faith. I've seen people, you know, out of their excitement, their enthusiasm, you know, and I'm not saying for everyone, but I've seen it in a lot of areas. They haven't been fed, their spirit hadn't been fed, they don't have revelation of faith, and they try to get them out of wheelchairs. And they're just flopping around. There's no faith. And they just go back to the wheelchair. Then the audience go, that stuff just don't work. No, it don't. You're exactly right. That stuff don't work. That's not faith. That's presumption. That is not faith. You can look at someone's eyes. Paul was at the church at a place called Lystra, and there was a man there who never had walked, impotent in his feet. The man steadfastly kept hearing Paul. Paul was looking at him. Paul said, I perceive that you got faith to be healed. And he said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And the man got up. But you see, we folks, that's why it's so good to feed upon the Word of God. You can't watch TV all day as the world turns and all that old other garbage. You can't watch it all day long and come to church and say, well, yeah, I'm going to get in prayer line. Well, why? I mean, this is good. Is this right, brother? We're not ready for a prayer line. Now, if you've got gifts of healings, working of miracles through the nine gifts of the Spirit, and the power of God has gifted you to do that, you can get people healed, but they're still going to have the Word to stay healed. Folks, we can't do nothing without it. We can't receive healing. We can't stay healed. We can't do anything apart from this Word. So we ought to go, I love it. Amen. So, back to Brother Hagin's testimony. He said, because see, this word brought him to the point where in his spirit, he knew he was healed, even though his body would have told him otherwise. And the Lord said, well, if you believe that you're healed, then a healed man ought to be up. He said he threw one leg over the bed and it felt like a big old log, a big old clunk of wood, just kaboom. Then he threw the other leg over the bed. It was the same way. Now remember, his action was from a faith that he knew he had it. He wasn't trying it. He was so convinced in his spirit, I am the healed. Then he said he grabbed the bedpost and the room was just swirling around and around. But he said, Lord, I know I've got it. Because see, the word was so convincing. Then he said he just felt like somebody poured warm honey all over him. Started going all down through his body, went through his lungs, went through his heart. He said for the first time his legs felt like, you know, tingled all over. He said it even was painful, but it was so good because he hadn't felt anything. And he got up by faith in the word. But see, he had fed himself. He just kept feeding himself. But faith has to have a revelation with it. He said, well, Lord, I could have had this earlier than now, but I just didn't know how to believe you. Somebody said, you can't believe God just because you want to. We've got our faith needs help. And this is the word. The entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So I'm telling you, there's a time that this word is so powerful, it can convince you of who you are and what you have. But here's the key. We must believe that we receive, lay hold of it, take it, appropriate, seize it. Faith is not a passive waiter. Now see, think about this now. There comes a time in our life when we must, by the word, believe, I have it now. I take it. I've laid hold of it. I've seized it. It's mine. But see, just everybody can't do that. I mean, everybody can do that. But it's almost like a paradox. Everybody can, but everybody can't. We can't do it without the Word. We can't do it without faith school. We can't do it without, you know, looking at the Word of God and saying, Lord, I'm reading this Bible in faith. I'm listening in faith. God, I'm studying this. This is true. This is true. This is true. In my life. And see, don't put yourself down if you're not at the level you want to be. If you've been struggling in your body, we've all had struggles in our body. Don't put yourself down. Don't beat yourself up. You just wake yourself up and say, but I'm going to stay with it. I'm just going to keep meditating the Word. You know, Brother Keith Moore has this book out, God's Will to Heal. And I've heard most of everything he teaches for years and years and years. I'm on my third trip through it. Why? Because I want to learn. Because I want to see some things. I want to say, Lord, I want to understand how faith works better. But how many can see now how Brother Hagin was able to get up off of that bed? What did he do first? He was transformed by faith. Faith got into his spirit. He had faith in the right tense. He said, I know in my spirit, not my body, not my mind, but in my spirit, I am healed. And he got up on that because he had already believed he received. And he shall have. He got up and he shall have. And he walked in divine health the rest of the time. And the Lord told him, said, I have permitted you to go through certain things and taught you about faith. Go teach my people faith. Hallelujah. We can go to faith school. Amen. Yes, we can. So you see, don't beat yourself up. And if you need to take medication, you know, like we said before, I don't know why Jesus rubbed mud on that man's eyes in John chapter 9. If that rubbing mud helped his faith, what's wrong with that? If you go to a doctor and they give you some type of salve or some type of medication that can help you at this season in your life, don't cast your faith aside. Just say, praise God. I'm glad for the medical science. I'm glad to, but don't let them be the final word. Don't let any man's word be above the word of God. Sister Shirley sent me a text this morning. She said, oh, Brother Gerald, go back and listen to Keith Moore. And I was asking Abby and Susan, they've already listened to the message twice. And it was along the lines of, says Keith says he never tells people, go believe for a good report. Don't do that. Because see, we're putting that above the word of God. Well, what's the doctor say? If the doctor says it's good, then it's good. If he says it ain't good, oh my. Now, how many knows that? Got it backwards. Yep. So see, it's a learning thing. But our attitude has to be, I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn. Praise God. I'm going to learn not to be moved by circumstances, not to be moved by situations. But I think the key here is Believe that you receive and stop waiting and putting it in the future. Now, I understand it's almost like a paradox. Well, when will a manifestation come? When you believe you receive in your spirit before you get it, then it'll come. But it's got to be a settled fact in our spirit that I am healed. This word says, you may not think I'm healed. My body may not think it, but I am healed. And then through that, you will put action with what you believe there. Now, I'm learning myself because I've been very reluctant and hesitant. I need to learn this. I'm confessing to you, there's some things I need to learn, but I'm in school. Like Brother Jimmy, we're in school. We're learning these things. And I want the Lord to help me because, folks, I don't want to hurt your faith. Somebody get in prayer line and they're in a wheelchair. If the Spirit of God tells me, and I know it's the Spirit of God telling them to get up, I will. If He don't, I won't. Because there was a testimony on James Robinson, this lady, and I'm going to bring this to a close. My goodness, it's been good, hasn't it? There was this lady who was in an accident and was paralyzed. And she said she'd went to this church after church, and everybody's like, they just attack her. Well, you know, well, you need to believe God. Once you put, you know, get up and walk, try to get up and walk. She said she'd been drugged through the floor, flopped down on the floor, and she got tired of it. She just totally got tired of it. And she said, she told her husband, said, I won't go back to any more of those charismatic churches unless you promise to protect me from the people, from those preachers who think they've got it all together, and obviously they don't. And she was at John Kilpatrick's church. And her husband had a word for their church. And it's the only reason she went with him because she said, her husband promised, said, I'll protect you. Well, she said, here she was in a wheelchair. And she was a praise and worship leader. But she said her husband had been teaching on faith and she'd just been feeding herself on this faith. Just feeding. I think it was 2 years. Just kept feeding. Well, how many knows, folks, there's no need to waste time. Right? You can sit in a wheelchair and watch the days of our life or feed your spirit. So she just kept feeding her spirit. But anyway, so when she got there, you know, the husband gave the prophetic word to John Kilpatrick in their church. Then said when the evangelist got up, the younger guy, I can't think of his name, some of y'all might know his name, said he looked at her and said, may I pray for you? And she just thought, asked her husband, said, it's okay. And he said, yeah, I'll go with you. He didn't try to pull her out of the wheelchair or anything. He just said, Lord, I'm trying to think of the word she said he used. He prayed for her and said, Lord, increase her faith to believe or help her faith to believe or help her to believe. I forget what it was. But anyway, said he didn't try to pull her up out of the wheelchair, but said inside of her, she said the Spirit of God just waking up in her faith, and she just started worshiping the Lord, just rocking back and forth. I worship you, Lord Jesus. I worship you, Lord Jesus, that I'm healed. I worship you. And she said she was just rocking back and forth in that wheelchair, and said she kept feeling strength in her faith and strength. All of a sudden, she just got up, glory to God, and she was walking, and she was on James Robinson's program, sitting there. And James says, can you get up and walk now? She just jumped up. She said, well, sure, I can. And she'd been in a wheelchair for years. So I don't know why I said that, but I said that to say this. She actually felt like she was being pushed further away. So folks, I'm saying, let's have faith school. Let's just feed people. Now, if you're gifted with the gifts of healing, then glory to God, lay it on us. Hallelujah. We'll take the miracle. We'll take the gift of faith. We'll take all those things. But I'm telling you, can we understand that we've got to feed our believer? And we've got to let the Word of God bring us to a decision to where we believe in our spirit, we have it, we've laid hold of it. I mean, Bob could sit there till he turns blue in the face and gray in the hair almost. And he could say, Brother Jerry, I believe I received the Bible. And I'll go, okay, I believe I received. But really, when he says, I believe I received, what are you supposed to do? Put the other hand up there. You believe you take it. Now we can see this Bible. We can see Bob doing it. But in the spirit you can't see, but you can know. You can know in your spirit. Hallelujah. But can you see this, brother and sister, that these people we read after, it's like they have meditated the word and have redeemed the time. And here again, we're not under the law. prayer. If you try to make a prayer law, you'll break it. If you try to make a read the Bible law, you'll break it. Don't try any of that. Just don't do any of that. Just have this attitude. I can understand the Word by the Holy Ghost. My faith will grow exceedingly. My faith can be perfected. God can give me revelation, fill up any little leaks, any little breaks in my faith. He can establish me stronger in faith. I can listen to people more developed in faith than I am, and I can learn from them. I can, you know, come to another greater level. Amen. So faith is not a passive waiter. Faith is an appropriator. Faith is a lay holder of, or a taker. But if we attempt to take without the aid of the Word, then I don't think it will take. Amen. John 3:27, I'm bringing this to a close, amplified. A man can receive nothing. He can claim nothing. He can take unto himself nothing except it had been granted to him from heaven. Well, we can't take what's not in God's hand. We cannot take what by faith what grace is not provided. But folks, it is absolute. I tell you, we got to be convinced. God's will is healing, health. God's will is prosperity. God's will is a blessed life. God's will is a long life. God's will is a strong body. God's will is highly favored, deeply loved. God's will is we are called, appointed, and anointed. God's will is that we are people of faith, and we're the seed of Abraham. That's God's will. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you can't take what's not been provided. If it wasn't His will, it wouldn't be in His hand. He bought it, paid for it, so we could enjoy it. Now, let me close with this. I've taught this morning. Brother Jimmy spoke well. And I believe your faith's been helped. I trust it has been. Now think about this. Let's say you've just been home all week long. Woo, glory. Eating the Word. Feeding your spirit. But I've been feeding my spirit. We can have a word explosion. I mean, I'm so full of it. You're so full of the Word. I'm full of the Word. And then I lay my hands on you and you're just such a receiver. And you think something wouldn't happen? My goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So know that you're loved. You're greatly loved. You are loved. Know that your faith groweth exceedingly. And know that you are a faith person, and faith is not hard. It's called the word of faith. It's even nigh you in your mouth and in your heart. I want you to stand up with me right now, and I'm going to release prayer. And if you want to come down front, if you want to, you can. If I'm supposed to lay hands on you, I will. Of course, you know, laying on the hands is a doctrine of the church. Woo, glory. Praise God. Praise. Say this out loud. Father, how I thank you for your word. I thank you that I have your faith. And I have understanding of how faith works. Faith believes in the spirit person that I receive, that I take it. It's absolutely mine right now. So with my spirit, I receive healing from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe. Glory to God. Say it's mine. I've got it right now. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's mine. I take it right now. Amen. Glory. Say, I'm a good receiver. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to come by and just touch you off. You don't need healing. Just take a dose of health. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, it's mine. Hey, hey, it's mine. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, my. Woo, my. Glory to God. I take it. I take it. I take it. I take it. It's mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Praise God. Oh, ha, ha, ha. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Say it out loud. I'm a good receiver. Woo, my, take it, Tracy. Just take it. It's yours. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like I said, if you don't need healing, just take a dose of health. Amen. Woo, you are a good, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name, oh, my. Woo, my, oh, my. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, brother, good to see you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You mind if I lay hands on you? All right. Amen. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo, my, oh, my. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Oh, my. Whew, my. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, say it out loud. I am a good receiver. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Oh, my. Oh, my. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Say, my faith groweth exceedingly. Hallelujah. I am the healed. I am the redeemed. I am the blessed. I am anointed. I am called. I'm ordained. I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I hope you've enjoyed today. Hallelujah.